Okay, so this is Liz Lavender with Charlie Wyatt Lavender on the 11th of December 2015 for the NoFix State Archive Project. Charlie, can you just say your name and spell it, please?
Charlie Wyatt Lavender, C-H-A-R-L-I-E-W-Y-A-T-T-L-A-V-E-N-D-E-R.
And can you tell us how you first got to know NoFix State Circus?
Well, the route, how I came into knowing NoFix State was really through birth. My mum gave birth to me, and I found myself in NoFix State. It's really, really a story. I think I was conceived on a trampoline in circus space in London, as they keep reminding me. It seems to be a well-known fact.
And who was your dad?
My dad was Chris Hills, who was a flying trapeze artist for Circus Burlesque and NoFix State Circus.
And so, what's your earliest memory of the circus?
Pissing out of a hole in the back of a truck going along a motorway. True.
Can you remember what tour that was on?
Must have been Treasure Island or Dodo, I don't know. The earlier one, I don't know, the early one.
Okay, so can you describe how you lived with the circus in those days?
I spent half of a year travelling around with the circus in, I think it was a big blue Bedford truck. Dodge, it was a big blue Dodge, I'm being corrected. There's a famous picture of Ali and a few other performers in front of it, which is quite cool. But yes, that's what I mean. Yes. That's it.
And so, where can you remember travelling, and who was around at the time? What was it like as a kid?
It was normal. Everyone always asked me what was it like growing up in the circus. It was completely normal, and it's kind of hard to do memories of it because no one really remembers their childhood. It was such a normal childhood for me. There's nothing really that stands out. I remember being in lots of different places, really. I remember being in... Mostly I remember places with cool play parks next to them. I think there was one in Glasgow, and there's a good one in Edinburgh somewhere, with a big slide. But apart from that, nowhere, really.